All righty, it is time to dive in to another scandal. The college scandal once again. We're going to talk with a founding partner of the Barkett Epstein, Karen Aldea and Laterco, a boutique criminal defense firm extraordinaire with offices in Garden City, Huntington, as well as Manhattan, talking about Mr. Kieran himself, Kevin Kieran to be exact. We welcome him to the airwaves of the LI News Radio, I believe first time. Kevin, how are you?
Good, Jake.
It is great to have you, sir. And of course, Felicity Huffman in court yesterday in Boston, and thus us coming to a guilty plea. Could get, 4 months, according to the prosecutor's recommendation, in prison come September 17th. A fine of around $20,000. Is this the culmination of it all, Kevin Kieran, as we kind of decipher what has exactly happened in this scandal over the last 6 to 8 months?
Well, I don't think it's the culmination, no. I think it's one resolution of one of the more famous people caught up in this. The plea of guilty is an important moment, but the sentencing will be important as well, and people will be interested in seeing if she receives a jail sentence or not, seems to me.
It seems to be, no question. You have all kinds of numbers going towards a Rick Singer who seems to be the centerpiece of this all with the organization and everything else. A Chinese couple, $6.5 million paid to Singer. You have the other actress, Lori Loughlin, $500,000 paid for her two daughters who attend USC. You know what? It seems like we have certainly encountered different avenues of this particular scandal, you know?
Well, it's an interesting case to me because of the degree of public outrage. There's something about this particular scandal that seems to hit very close to home. And there'll be a lot of pressure on the judge in this case to impose the sentence that kind of fits the crime. There seems to be four different categories of people charged criminally. The ringleaders, who you mentioned, this fellow Rick Singer, who seems to have been paid about $25 million over the years. And then you've got what I'll call crooked test administrators, because there was a lot of cheating going on with the SATs and the ACT. You've also got the what I'll call crooked college coaches and administrators who helped facilitate some of these improper admissions.
Talking with Kevin Kieran. Kevin, you know, you hit a key point there, in my opinion. I was going to float that by you, and that is the fluctuations of it all, as far as judges are concerned in each of these cases. You know, you wonder how you handle it. And to me, the key word is outrage. You know, you have a lot of outrage from the public. You know, I mean, think about this, folks. I mean, this isn't a revelation of any kind, a new one. Frankly, it's been going on for years. It's just a matter of not getting caught. And for the likes of a Felicity Huffman or Lori Loughlin, you know, if anything, that accentuated the cause into going after this particular category based on their status in the entertainment field, of course. But in essence, you wonder how judges will react to these cases, Kevin, because of the outrage, because of those who have, you know, paid a lot to get in and all they could to get into any type of university of the status of a USC or anywhere, for that matter, Ivy League. And quite frankly, there's going to be a lot of pressure as far as sentencing is concerned. You know, a lot of people will say, only 4 months Felicity Huffman gets. I mean, $20,000 is just a drop in the bucket to her. I mean, why not a stiffer sentence when you look at, listen, she admitted to what she did. You know, she brought up the fact that as a child, her 8-year-old daughter had some medical issues to contend with, kind of playing to the sympathy portion of the courts yesterday. It's going to be interesting to see how these judges weigh these cases individually.
Well, it certainly will be. There are guidelines, of course, for the judges to follow. The case is a little tricky in that you don't see this type of case very often. It's a lot easier to kind of estimate what the sentence might be if it's a more typical fraud, a bank fraud or a tax fraud, a more classic type of fraud. This type of case, it's very difficult to calculate who the victims are and what the financial loss, if any, is. And federal judges are supposed to be, and to some degree are, insulated from the pressures of public opinion, but they're also supposed to consider public opinion when trying to determine what's an appropriate sentence. And one of the factors is respect for the law. And if a judge were to conclude that a no gems would undermine the public's respect for law, that would be one of the factors that should be taken into account when setting a proper sentence.
Kevin Curran, Bark and Epstein, we're talking about the college scandal, the Felicity Huffman guilty plea yesterday, a possible four-month jail sentence. Kevin, what about going forward as far as the universities are concerned and their methodology now? I mean, does it change? Does the entire course of action as far as admittance change for would-be students? I mean, how is the onus now placed on administration and admissions in some of these universities around the country, if not all?
Sure. Well, I imagine there's going to be a lot of tightening up of admission standards and supervision at a lot of these top universities. This has been an embarrassment for some of the major universities, Harvard, Wake Forest, University of Southern California, and others. And there's very little they can do to protect themselves or protect the integrity of the admissions process when it comes to cheating on the SATs and ACTs. That's not something they're likely to be able to detect. And that was one of the methodologies that was used here, simply cheating, various ways to cheat and get higher scores on those tests. But the other major way was this hoax of sorts of college athletes being admitted on athletic scholarship. Typically, a lot of the defendants in the indictment are college coaches, so women's soccer teams and lacrosse teams and other, and famously out in California, USC with the Lachlan matter, their crew team. And that's where there was room, I think, for fraud, because the bribes were being paid to these coaches who were in on it, essentially knowing that these students weren't really athletes and were never going to compete on these teams. But every athletic program seems to have a certain number of students they're permitted to give a green light about. And that's where the fraud took place frequently.
Point, and you bring it up, Kevin, you know, you wonder from an athletic standpoint with scholarships and everything else in place, you know, how some of these major universities that compete every year, and we know it's big bucks to do so, you know, to get the top recruits, you wonder as far as the scrutinization is concerned regarding the process, if it will change at all. It certainly will be under the microscope, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I think it's going to change. I think it's going to be a lot harder to get away with these sorts of things. And I think another myth is that this is only just occurring in these last 18 months or so. You know, scams like these have probably been going on for decades.
No doubt about it. Do you foresee anything that we can't already in the next couple of months? You know, who knows what's going to happen in the Lachlan case? You know, the Huffman. Do you think Huffman will get 4 months in prison? What's the outlook here?
Well, very hard to say. The judge there in Boston is supposed to take into account the crime, the nature of the crime, any economic loss that may have taken place, the background and circumstances of the defendant, in this case Ms. Huffman, whether she has any prior involvement with the criminal justice system. I don't believe she does. And also supposed to take into account respect for the law. So she could get anything from a straight probation sentence with no jail time to, at least in theory, up to 20 years. The reason you're hearing about the four-month figure is because there apparently was a plea agreement whereby the parties, meaning the prosecutor and the defense, agreed to what the federal sentencing guidelines would call for as a recommended sentence in a case like
that. In the case of the Huffman deal, it was stated the kid had no knowledge of this, whereas in the Lachlan case, there could have been. Do you see any criminal activity as far as some of these individual cases where the actual would-be student would be brought into the courtroom for questioning?
Well, there's a difference between that as a potential witness, were there to be a trial, and being subject to a prosecution themselves. So far as I understand it, none of the students have been charged criminally, and it appears to be the case that in many of the cases, if not all of the cases, the students were kept in the dark or otherwise didn't know the specifics of what was going on.
It's interesting, and again, the overall fact to me, Kevin Curran, is this stuff has been going on for quite some time. It's all a matter of whose hand gets caught reaching into the cookie jar, you know?
Well, I think the interesting issue going forward, in addition to what types of sentences are meted out, is the possibility of a trial in some of these cases. The actress Lori Loughlin has indicated she's going to trial and that she and her husband are innocent and that they didn't know they were involved in anything illegal and they thought that these were legal and authorized, these sort of charitable contributions that the universities were aware of and countenance. If that case, in fact, goes to trial, it'll be the first time this theory is tested in court.
The difference between what Lachlan is saying as far as a charitable contribution, getting your name on a building of some sort, is there a fine line to be drawn somewhere, especially if these things head to court in that particular manner?
Well, I think so, yes. I mean, the defense in that case is presumably going to be that universities have the right to choose the standards of admission. Mostly you hear of academic standards. Sometimes you hear of affirmative action issues or inclusiveness issues where universities like to round out culturally the student body so that they'll lower in some instances the academic standards. Everybody knows that athletes are admitted to universities in spite of not necessarily meeting the academic qualifications. So there's a lot of wiggle room and gray areas that I think the defense We'll have opportunities within the Lachlan case.
Plus, the importance of really having a good attorney in these cases, no question. Mr. Kieran, a pleasure. Founding partner, Kevin, over at Barkett Epstein, Kieran Aldea, and Laterco. Boutique Criminal Defense Team Extraordinaire offices. Three spots, Garden City, Huntington, and Manhattan. A pleasure, Kevin. We'll keep on top of it and get you back on.